Hello, I'm Casey Hobbs.
And I'm Shane Mason, and we're the hosts of Nurse Talk Radio.
Here's what we're talking about this week. Before we get started, Donna, let's listen to this clip.
Young woman who had some back surgery, a very common kind of surgery. And of course, after her back surgery, you get a little prescription of opioids.
You need painkillers. You want to be careful with them.
Right. And she took them for a few days, not very long. And then when she went for a follow-up visit about 2 months later, the surgery worked great. She was long off opioids. The doctor said, we have to test your urine. Just pee into a cup. And boom, $17,850 bill.
So we want to thank Kaiser Health News and NPR for the clip. Now, Adonis, almost $18,000 for a urine test. What's going on and what can listeners do to avoid the same fate?
Oh, my God. Don't pee in a cup.
Yeah.
Even if you're out of network, I think the estimates of the actual cost for the test are like $100. My God, how much markup could there be in this system? And here's this poor woman who has done everything that you would ask of her to do from the health provider's standpoint, to follow the directions, care for herself after the surgery, do what she needed, but then decide she needs a urine test to test for drugs afterwards.
Right.
That's one of the reasons I turned down genetic testing for cancer markers a few years ago, because I said to the person, what in the world would I learn from that testing? I've already had cancer.
Yeah.
Or to have the thought that that information would go to an insurer in the future to say, we don't want to cover this woman because she's got the marker for XYZ.
Thanks for listening. You can find more information about these topics at nursetalksite.com or nationalnursesunited.org.
This podcast is powered by National Nurses United, the nation's largest union for registered nurses.